I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Special for this, or is it already on?
It's already on.
Sweet. Alright, so just for the record, can I have both of you guys state and spell your first and last names for me?
Sarah Capen, S-A-R-A-C-A-P-E-N.
Robert Restaino, R-O-B-E-R-T-R-E-S-T-A-I-N-O.
Alright, so just briefly explain to me what we have going on at the house today, what are some plans with the house in the future, and anything else you'd like to add about a specific area.
Well, let me just say that, as I've indicated, this becomes yet another attraction here in the city of Niagara Falls, and we couldn't be more proud of the fact that some of these things, that these places, these venues in our community that get lost in time, we're so happy that this one was recreated. I think, you know, during the ceremonies, I think Sarah said it best, that often these things are lost to time, they're lost to neglect and disinterest, and so I couldn't be happier that that didn't happen with this. You know, Isaiah was a client of mine in my law practice, and I always knew him to be a guy who had a gift, the ability to see the good, and then to simply try and act on it. And this is really a function of all of that. As far as the project and its process and its progression, Sarah's probably best to talk to you about that.
Yeah, so this is just a tremendous partnership between the Niagara Falls National Heritage Area, the Kohler Foundation, Miss Gloria Dolson, B.R. Howard, that felt really strongly that this had to be preserved, that the artistry, the expression needed to stay here instead of going into decline, like the mayor said, whether it's neglect, whether it's poor decisions, that this is an embodiment of Niagara Falls and the beauty of Niagara Falls and how people are inspired by Niagara Falls. And now it's going to be forever in the stewardship, and it's going to be open to the public, and it's going to be open to the community to be able to come in and be either inspired by the art, but also think about what they can do to improve the community and the places around them.
What's the main takeaway you're looking for the public?
Okay, so first and foremost is that Prophet Isaiah's Second Coming House is going to be open to the public. It's going to be available for people to come and visit and take tours to better understand the tremendous art and culture that we do have in Niagara Falls, and also the power of stewardship and preservation, and that Niagara Falls is on the rise because we're working really hard as an organization to preserve what's really special to us.
My hope is that once you've visited Niagara Falls and find that to be breathtaking, you'll come up here and find the same breathtaking beauty of this house.
Is there anything that we missed or should have asked or anything you wanted to add?
No, it's an ongoing project. There is more to be done.
It is. It's always an ongoing project, but we're just building up.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.